The views and opinions expressed on this show are of the sponsor, Great Southern Restaurants.
Good morning, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is Pep Talk with Meg this morning, and I am so thrilled to have as our guest today, Maria Goldberg, Director of Marketing with Great Southern Restaurants. Good morning.
I am so excited to see you, Meg. What an awesome thing to walk in this morning and to see your smiling, cheerful face. I'm so excited to be here.
I'm so happy you are here. So let's get right to it. There's so much happening, I'm sure, with the holidays and everything that's going on. But let's just say I just moved to Pensacola. I don't know anything about restaurants. Great Southern Restaurants, who are you? I know who you are, and I love every single one of them. But maybe give a little kind of overview of who you are, so in case someone needs to know.
Absolutely. Well, Great Southern Restaurants, we are a locally owned and operated restaurant group. And we have a number of great restaurants within our family. And most of them are downtown. And Fish House is our, what I would like to call our queen bee. She is the queen of it all, is that she's been here since 1998, located on the water in downtown Pensacola. Right next door, we have Atlas Oyster House, fresh oysters every day, and then we also have our deck. All that's within one complex downtown on the water. And then, you know, just a few blocks over, we have Jackson Steakhouse, which again has been around since 1998. We like to call it the cornerstone of downtown fine dining. And white tablecloths, wonderful steaks, and just a really great place to have a really nice dinner. And then just another couple blocks up from that, we have Angelina's, which is our Italian restaurant. It's been open for about 6 years now. We have a ton of options available. It is a beautiful restaurant with a fabulous bar. It's a great place for happy hour. Lots of traditional Italian dishes, as well as some spins on some classics. And then again, just another couple of blocks over, we have Five Sisters Blues Cafe, which is located in the historic Belmont de Villiers neighborhood. And that is our soul food restaurant with really good home cooking.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a little bit about who we are. And again, we've been downtown and part of downtown for, goodness, over 25 years. And so we love it. We love everything about it. We love being a part of our community, and we love all the things that go on in Pensacola that help make us a great community.
Well, I can say that I've been to every single one of those restaurants, and as you were going through the list, I have such great memories of different things that had happened.
Good.
Fish House is one of the greatest places to watch a sunset.
Yes, absolutely.
Jackson's a great place to celebrate your birthday.
Absolutely.
So
absolutely.
Going down the list, and Sunday brunch is really good at Five Sisters. So, there's just so many great things. But we're coming into the holiday season. So my guess, it must be a lot of things on board with your restaurants coming into this season.
Absolutely, absolutely. So first and foremost, we just, in fact, happened yesterday at Angelina's. We just rolled out our new fall menu in time for the fall-winter season. So Chef Ian Gillette has taken a couple of new things that he has added to the menu. Delicious. Absolutely delicious. So a new appetizer is a fried artichoke plate.
Mm.
And he comes with this delicious sauce on the side. It is, I think that we had some friends for a little tasting and people were saying, oh my goodness, these are like potato chips. You just pick one and you just can't stop. You just can't stop, which is nice.
Well, now, wait a second. I'm thinking, should you not have brought in tastings from each of the restaurants
this
morning for me?
If I could, I would. If I could, I would. Absolutely. But we've got a new menu that's rolled out. And we also have, for those of you that don't know, is that we do a pasta tasting menu at Angelina's, which rotates based on the seasons.
Really?
Absolutely. And so I would tell everybody to go to our website, angelinaspensacola.com, and you can click on the dinner menu. And when you do, you will see the featured pasta tasting, which are three seasonal pastas, and they're smaller portions, and you get a little of each one.
Oh, I love that.
And it rotates, you know, it just depends on the seasonal ingredients. It could be, it could last anywhere from 2 weeks to 3 weeks to a week. And so I would encourage you, if you find that fun and exciting to try new things, to go to our website and update and see what the pasta tasting is as it changes because right now we have a lovely stuff our fall, which is stuffed with, it's like bow tie pasta.
Okay.
Stuffed with butternut squash, sweet potato, sage, brown butter, and candy walnuts.
Wow.
So that's like one of the tastings. And then we have basically clams and linguine, which is another dish. And then we have another, which is ricotta gnocchi. Mm. So if you come in and you do the pasta tasting, you can have a little bit of each one of those things. And it's a great way to taste a little bit of what's going on, and it always seasonally changes.
That sounds wonderful.
So that's kind of the newest thing right now. But what we are gearing up for, and I tell everyone to think about it, think hard, think about what you want to do for Thanksgiving.
It's time. I can't believe it, but it is November, and it's not that far away.
It is. It is time. And all of our restaurants are doing something for Thanksgiving. And we talk about it at the restaurants where times have changed an awful lot, where people used to not really go out for Thanksgiving. It was more of a, hey, everybody come over to the house. Mm-hmm. And in my household, the women were in the kitchen cooking. The guys were out watching football. And everyone was in their separate areas. And then you came together for dinner that lasted 15 minutes.
Right.
And then the guys went back out into the living room. And the girls went back into the kitchen.
And then 2 hours later, you make sandwiches.
Correct. Okay. And so what has happened, we have noticed, is that a lot of folks are really kind of saying, you know what, let's spend the time together. And let's not worry about the cleaning and the cooking. And let's just spend, you know, good quality family time together. And so that's what's happened at all of our restaurants. In fact, Thanksgiving is one of our busiest days. I will tell you that people are thinking fast. And I tell you to continue to think fast because Jackson's is going to be open from 11 to 6. We're full. We have no more reservations available at Jackson's.
Oh, no.
None.
Wow. Already. What is this, November 6th?
November 6th.
Oh, my goodness.
And then I would tell you at Five Sisters, we are doing a fixed plate, a Thanksgiving plate, a two-course menu. And we have a number of seatings, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 o'clock. 11 is full, 1 is full, 3 is full. But 5 and 7, we do have some openings left.
Okay, that's good to know.
And we are taking reservations at Five Sisters, so you would have to call to make reservations at Five Sisters. Then at Angelina's, we are almost full. We have a few reservations left, so I encourage you to give us a call there because that we do have some availability there. But then keep in mind that the Fish House and Atlas, we don't take reservations.
Okay.
So we have plenty of room.
Okay.
So we have plenty of room. And over at Fish House, we will be open at 11 o'clock. And we will be serving our dinner menu all day long. And we will have the traditional turkey plate. We will offer that from 11 until 5 or until we run out. But 5 o'clock is when we're slated to go through, at least.
So you could come in and have shrimp and grits if you wanted to from the main menu.
Absolutely.
But there's still the traditional turkey
Absolutely.
And stuffing option. So
Absolutely.
That's great.
And that's the same thing with Atlas. We don't take reservations over there as well. And again, traditional Thanksgiving plate, and then our regular menu. All that say, if you want oysters, you can get oysters. If you can do this, you can do that. So know that those are some options. But what I will tell you as well is that we also have, which we are taking orders for it right now, we have our annual Thanksgiving grab and go package.
Ooh,
which
now
is
that sounds
hit.
Like something really good for a busy person who's only getting Thursday off, who doesn't want to cook all week long.
That is exactly right.
Okay, tell me about this.
And we make it easy for you. We do it through Five Sisters because they do such a good job. They do such a good job. But what we do is the meal serves four, and you get 2 pounds of smoked sliced turkey, green bean casserole, garlic mashed potatoes, cornbread dressing, cranberry sauce, brown gravy, and dinner rolls. So again, it feeds four. It's $75 plus tax, and we have it all, it's already cooked. Everything is already cooked, and we put it in beautiful packaging, and on top of the packaging are reheating instructions. And what makes it really easy is if anyone is a home cook, you know what you're doing. You put the oven on 350,
mm-hmm.
and then you put the turkey in.
Oh, perfect.
And then you put the mash in, and then you put the green bean. You know, it's just like...
This was made for me.
It's increments of this is in for 40 minutes, this is in for 30, this is in for 20.
Oh my goodness.
So what happens is you can take it all out at the same time and your meal's ready.
I love it. I absolutely love it. So how do you sign up for that? Because I might have to do that today.
Absolutely 100% is that we do have a limited number that we are doing because, you know, our kitchen can only do so much, but there are quite a few that are available to place. And so you can give us a call at 850-433-9450, or you can email events@goodgrits.com. And our events team, which is Katie, Madison, and Logan, they will get you taken care of. We do have a noted pickup time. And that's going to be Wednesday the 27th from 11 to 3 at Five Sisters.
Okay.
So we'll get it all ready. They'll give you a pickup time, and you can place your order until noon on Friday the 22nd.
Okay.
So the Friday before Thanksgiving, we put everything. That's it. We're sold out. And then, and if we do sell out prior to then, we will definitely post that on our social media.
Okay. So this is the grab to go.
Absolutely.
And it's $75 for dinner for four, Thanksgiving mm-hmm. dinner. And we did just get someone on our text line that asked, is it possible to get it for two?
It is not.
Okay.
We do it in increments of four. And so we've also asked, you know, can we do it for six?
Right.
Eight.
Right.
Because we do everything the same. It's everything's the same so that we don't have to figure out, oh, Meg got this and you got this. Everybody's getting the same thing.
No, that makes perfect sense. That makes perfect sense. And if you are interested, we're listening to News Radio 92.3, Informative, Local, Dependable with Pep Talk. I'm here this morning with Maria Goldberg, Director of Marketing for Great Southern Restaurants. We are talking all things food, restaurants, and Thanksgiving, my favorite topics. If you have a question for Maria, give us a call or text at 850-437-1620.
So I would say, just to go back, why would you only order for two? I'm just saying.
You need to have extra
I'm
for
just
sandwiches.
Saying, don't you want to have leftovers? That's the whole excitement for Thanksgiving. No, I'm just playing.
Surely.
But they do make good leftovers. There's no doubt about it, for sure.
What about desserts?
So we do offer desserts, and you can go onto our grab-and-go menu, our normal grab-and-go menu, and we offer a number of pies that are available for purchase in addition to the package.
And once again, where does someone find that menu?
You can go to fivesistersbluescafe.com, or if you want to, you can go to greatsouthernrestaurants.com. That is what we call our home master page, with links to all the restaurants and all the press releases and all the information on there.
That sounds great. So now is the time to do that, because as you've mentioned, so many of the different restaurants have filled up as far as reservations go, but this is such a great option, especially for people who may not be getting Friday off and
Absolutely.
Don't have time to cook during the week.
Absolutely. So Thanksgiving, we're full steam ahead on that. And then also, I hate to say it, we're looking towards December. It's that time.
Oh, gosh. It is that time, though. It really is.
It is indeed. And we have Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. And as I say, the eves fall on a Tuesday. So Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve are on a Tuesday. And the days are on a Wednesday.
Interesting. That's kind of right in the middle of the work week, isn't it?
Right in the middle, smack dab. So hopefully everyone can take the full week off.
That'd be nice.
Wouldn't that be nice?
That'd be nice. Would you put a good word in with my boss?
So what we're going to do at all the restaurants, we are going to be open for Christmas Eve and Christmas Day.
Really?
We are, because again, back to the Thanksgiving conversation, there are a lot of people that really want to spend that time out, and they want to spend it with family. All the restaurants are decorated. In fact, they're being decorated this week thanks to Shannon Pauline and her team at Fiori. We love her. They are putting up all the decorations, so when you come into the restaurants, it feels festive and celebratory for you to be there, which is really nice. And so I think that's why a lot of people do enjoy coming to the restaurants. And so for Christmas Eve, it's a Tuesday, as I said, the Fish House will be open for lunch and for dinner, normal service, normal menu, same thing with Atlas. And then Jackson's will be open for dinner service, as we always are. As at Angelina's, we'll be open for dinner service, as we always are. And Five Sisters will be open for both lunch and dinner service. Again, that's for Christmas Eve. And then for Christmas Day, which again is a Wednesday, all the restaurants open up at 5 o'clock for dinner service.
So they're all going to be open on Christmas Day.
They're all going to be open. So here's the thing. If you're thinking about making a reservation, now's the time.
Mm-hmm.
And we take reservations at Jackson's and at Angelina's, Fish House, Atlas, and Five Sisters. They are walk-in only. So if you're thinking about, oh, I really want to secure a reservation, now's the time. Because just like with Thanksgiving, people are already thinking about those things now. And for those restaurants that do take reservations, we're already halfway full.
Do you remember the movie Christmas Story?
Yes, I do.
When the turkey gets eaten up by the dog. Don't put yourself in that position.
You don't have
to go to some strange place. There's these amazing restaurants that are going to be open on Christmas Day. So make plans now. And then think, for me, it's a sigh of relief. It's one less thing on my list I have to worry about, especially so many of us have relatives coming into town. We don't know what they like to eat or they're allergic to this. It's such a great way to celebrate and then have everyone relaxing, having
Absolutely.
A little wine, having a good time, and being together.
And just being together.
Right.
And I think that's, for a lot of us, that's what the holidays are about.
That's right.
So that's what's going on. But then at Jackson's, we do something a little special each year. And we've been doing this now for about, oh goodness gracious, I think about 8 years. And it's an event called Deck the Halls. And so we partner with the Pensacola Opera, who are great friends of ours. And we do this fabulous lunch event. So for the first three Saturdays in December, that would be the 7th, the 14th, and the 21st. So we are open for Friday lunch. That is the only day we are open for lunch. By the way,
mm-hmm.
fabulous. First martini's free.
Kick the weekend off, right?
That's right. But during December, we do this event on Saturdays, and we have two seatings, one at 10:30 and another at 1 o'clock on all of them, the 7th, the 14th, and 21st. And the opera singers, there are four of them, and they dress up in Dickens Christmas.
Yes, with the hats.
With the hats and the scarves and the muff
fun.
And the big dresses.
Yes.
And they go table to table singing Christmas carols.
Oh my gosh, how wonderful would that be?
It is wonderful. And we serve our regular lunch menu. It's not anything, you know, you have to do this. It's just our regular lunch menu. And I'm going to tell you what, it is so fun because, as most people know, Pensacola, you know, sometimes it doesn't feel like Christmas.
True.
Because it's not very cold. And, you know, you're like, oh, the sun's out. It's Christmas, yay.
right.
But what's so wonderful at Jackson's during December for these events, you walk into the restaurant, again, it's fully decorated, it puts you in the mood, and then you have all these beautiful voices surrounding you, getting you into the festive spirit leading up to the Christmas holidays.
I love this. And I didn't realize, you've been doing this for 8 years.
We have. And
I did
so
not realize that.
Those people that know, no.
I was going to say, and maybe not even telling anybody to make sure that they can get in.
They've
right?
already made their reservations.
That's right.
So again, it's something really, really festive and fun. And it's a great thing to do. I like to do it with my girlfriends.
Yes.
Also like to do it with parents and just an easy thing to take someone to and just kick off the season right.
Well, it's perfect. I always get together with friends and we do gift giving together. We have like our own special luncheon or whatever. So that sounds like the perfect thing to do.
It is. It's really a ton of fun. So if you're interested in that, you can go onto our website, jacksonsrestaurant.com. And if you click on the news link, you will see a press release for Deck the Halls, a holiday lunch event. And it'll have all the information on there. And you can make a reservation by giving us a call at the restaurant, which is 850-469-9898. Or again, go to our website and there's a little click for reservations and you can make your reservation there.
That sounds so wonderful. And like you said, it's really not that far off.
It's not. And you know, I don't know. Pensacola used to not be a planning town.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And things have changed over the years mm-hmm. where I think that we've had a couple of folks that have come to the restaurants where we do take reservations. And then, you know, they hadn't made reservations in the past. They'd just show up and there'd be a table. Well, you can't do that anymore.
No, not at all.
You can't do that anymore. As we all know, Pensacola has really grown and which is a wonderful thing to do. So you can't just show up because you won't get a table.
Well, especially downtown, because I was noticing this weekend, I was just delighted to see the Christmas trees are up. They've got the lights up. I mean, it's just beautiful now. So you can get into the spirit here, even though we're in Florida.
Absolutely, 100%. 100%. The also, during this time, we also have a lot of folks that are looking to, you know, have a little office party. Do
yes.
a little bit of celebration with the staff or with your friends. And so we do offer a number of venues for holiday parties.
Oh, that's great.
And at the Fish House, we have this great private room. It's called the Bait Shop. It seats 20 people. It's a great space with the wine cellar. I know you've been in there.
I've been in there a few times, yes.
It's a great space. And then over at Jackson's, we have our governor's room for mm-hmm. events. At Angelina's, we have a room called the Garden Room. And so we have a number of venues within our restaurants. Should you be looking to do a special event, we have, again, our catering and events team, 850-433-9450, and they can get you squared away. And they're so wonderful. And they hold your hand from the very beginning until the very end, help you walk through all those difficult decisions about what menu do I want to serve mm-hmm. and this and this and that. And they do this every day, and they're experts, and they'll walk you through that. So again, if you're interested, give us a call at our events team. That number is 850-433-9450, or you can email them at events@goodgrits.com.
That sounds wonderful. Well, I'm making a list here of everyone that I'm going to call, all the reservations I'm going to make. What are you doing for the holidays? I'm making reservations with Great Southern Restaurants.
Absolutely.
Because you've got it covered. I mean, from brunch to music to, I mean, this is amazing, which I'll do. And you do so much for the community. I know personally that you give back in so, so many ways. And I know you as a person, Maria, do so much. We are so excited because Foo Foo Fest has kicked off and it's doing great. And all of those things support the restaurant, support our businesses and the community.
Absolutely. And I will tell you is that we are very fortunate that I think and I hope a lot of folks out there know Collier Merrill, who is the owner of the restaurants. And he leads by example.
Absolutely.
And he has made a decision, and he's from here. His family's from here. And we want to make Pensacola and a great place to live, work, and play, and to add to that. But I would encourage everyone, speaking of Foo Foo, now's the time. And so go on to foofoofest.com, and you'll see a schedule of all the great events out there. If you haven't seen the blue trees down on Museum Plaza, please go check those out. There's going to be a great 70th anniversary party at the Pensacola Museum of Art this weekend. The Pensacola Choral Society is doing a fantastic event on Friday night. And there's something new this year. It's called Foo Foo on the Menu. And so we've selected about 11 restaurants to do some special things for Foo Foo Fest.
So, oh, that's fun. I didn't know about that.
Yeah. So we've got one of the local breweries. They're doing a special brew over at Atlas. We're doing a special oyster po' boy that'll be available during Foo. So there's a lot of really great things going on. So check it out, foofoofest.com.
That sounds wonderful. Okay, so a quick recap. You got just a minute or so to go about all the things you're doing for the holidays.
Absolutely. So first and foremost, don't forget our website, greatsouthernrestaurants.com. Everything can be found there. Please go check it out. Thanksgiving is coming up. We have availability at some of the restaurants, but please, again, give us a call. Jackson's and Angelina's do take reservations, as well as Five Sisters for Thanksgiving, but Fish House and Atlas are walk-in only. We have our Thanksgiving grab-and-go package. Please check that out, 850-433-9450. Again, we have holiday parties. We've got Christmas Eve and Christmas Day hours. And then, of course, we have our very special holiday event, Deck the Halls, over at Jackson's. But again, go to our website. It's a lot. I know. It's a lot of information. So check out our website, greatsouthernrestaurants.com, and you can find all the information there.
One last question from one of our listeners. Where is the Thanksgiving grab-and-go menu?
It is on our website. Again, go to greatsouthernrestaurants.com, click on the news link, and you will see Great Southern grab-and-go, Thanksgiving grab-and-go.
That sounds like a great idea to me. Thank you so much, Maria, for being here this morning. I mean, there's so many wonderful things at all five of your restaurants. Thank you for all that you do in the community. And thank you for joining me on Pep Talk this morning.
Oh, it's a pleasure. It was a pleasure to see you, Meg. Looking
okay.
forward to it.
Me too. All right. Happy holidays, everybody. Pep Talk, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. We'll be back after the break.